I know you're really young, but what did you and your family or your parents think life would be like in the United States?
Definitely looking, a priority was jobs and money. And I knew, I think that's what they were expecting, was just to have a better situation. Really, probably it's a better opportunity and future for their children.
When you're in the Philippines, did you or any of your family members or siblings ever have any stories that you've heard about the US and how life would be like when you move there and if you move there? If it's like, oh, you should move to the United States, it's like, the best over there, it's equal opportunity. Did you hear any of those stories?
No, I think the priority was that was jobs, money, and education. Yeah.
So your only motivation to move to the US or your only purpose was because of the whole opportunity, jobs, money, education.
Yes, I'd say so. In my opinion, it might be different if you actually ask my parents. I know that the Marcos regime was very strong in the 70s, and especially when I was born. And my mom was saying in 1972, a lot of girls were called Marsha, named after martial law. And that was a choice to name me that, but my mom didn't want that. So at that time, the Marcos presidency was getting stronger and stronger. And I think that they're not political, but very political. And in terms of our status in the Philippines, we weren't rich. But yet we weren't dirt poor. So we and you know there isn't really a middle class in the Philippines either. So it was really getting by. We had educated family. My parents were both college graduates. So if thing is, you just have to really work very, very hard to get to a really good position and status in the Philippines. So that was just their main reason here. It was just to. Not to be, not to leave, any oppression or anything, but just for better lives.